This is the Composer's Datebook for January 23rd. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1896, the Boston Symphony paid a visit to New York City, giving a concert at the old Metropolitan Opera House on Broadway and 39th Street. The star soloist was the American pianist and composer Edward McDowell, who performed his own Piano Concerto No. 1. Also on that program was the world premiere of a new orchestral suite by McDowell, his second, which bore the subtitle Indian. In a prefatory note, McDowell acknowledged that he used actual Native American themes in his suite, although the symphonic development of them was original. He wrote this suite around the same time that Dvorak was urging American composers to look to the music of Native and African Americans as the basis of a uniquely American sound. The critic of the New York Times, for one, was impressed. He wrote, "The suite is even a more remarkable and brilliant work than its author's previous successes have justified us in expecting. At its close, the composer was twice called out and forced to bow his acknowledgement." In 1903, McDowell confessed, "Of all my music, the dirge in the Indian suite pleases me most. It affects me deeply, and did when I was writing it. In it, an Indian woman laments the death of her son, but to me, as I wrote it, it seems to express a world sorrow rather than a particular grief." For more on Edward McDowell and other composers past and present, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at tryancestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.